You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another exciting episode of...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The only news source that provides anything and everything anime and manga related. And we don't bore you. We get into it. Let's do it.
I must go. Must leave this house. I must go. The time is now. I must go. It's time to get out.
Okay, people, before we get started, if you would hit that subscribe button and that bell to get notified, new episodes of Forever News every Saturday, 12 p.m. EST. You know the drill. Hit them buttons. Let's get into the stories. And people, we have a ton of Naruto / Boruto related stories to kick this episode off in a major way, if I must say so myself, because yeah, it is a doozy to say the least in terms of what is going on with everything that's happening. Now, in case you missed it, I reported it on my other channel for Neverworld regarding what just went down and what just was announced for the Boruto anime. But in case you missed it, yeah, Boruto anime is coming to an end. However, at the very least, based off the announcement, it's not complete doom and gloom. It's not with a simple question mark of like, hey, or a complex question mark of, hey, will it return? When it will return? What's happening? Is it canceled? Is it on hiatus? What's going on here? Because there were rumors that were circulating about like, okay, it's coming to an end after the next 3 episodes. Basically, I believe towards the end of March, it will be the end of the Boruto anime. However, there was rumors circulating that there was going to only be about a 3 to 6 month hiatus. hiatus until its return because the staff wanted to work on this next set of episodes and they needed that time frame. However, I think that there's a little bit more to it than meets the eye in terms of, like, probably it also has to do with, at the end of the day, they've been doing so much anime original stuff. If they just came back for this little tiny slab of the Code arc, which it's epic as hell, but if they just came back for that and then went straight into anime original stuff right after, it would probably get fans even more upset because it's been non-stop anime original for like the last year and some change. So it's like, it's a great thing to take a 3-month break, come back. Ideally, the Boruto manga might be over at that particular point with part 1 and heading into the time skip, or part 2, or Shippuden, Boruto Shippuden, whatever you want to call it. And then boom, the anime could just focus in on, if they want to keep doing anime originals at that point, hey, the part 1 of the story is already over. Or they could just jump straight into part 2 or make Boruto seasonal. However, it has been greenlit on what's actually happening, so we're going to read through a couple of different articles so we get a just of what's going on. But yeah, as it stands right now, Boruto anime is coming to an end, but it won't be for long. Let's read. Boruto TV anime will be ending its part 1 on March 26, 2023. So pretty much, yeah, a couple episodes, I think 3 episodes left to go as of the recording of this video. Part 2 of the series is already in the works and set to broadcast in the future. Hold up. Before we carry on, that is an immensely good sign of things to come that, yo, we're not going to be with a question mark, because they could have easily pulled a Bleach Thousand-Year Blood War. Yeah, you got to wait 10 years for it to return. They could have pulled a Black Clover, where, as it stands right now, there's no confirmation on when or if the anime will return. And on top of that, all we have is a movie that's been pushed back and kind of ignored to a certain degree, because, yeah, Studio Puro announced the movie in like 21 and didn't even give us anything but drawings up until recently. So, yeah, Studio Puro has done some questionable things in the past, so it's kind of nice and it's a good thing that they're like, yo, it is ending March 26th, but we're already working on its return, so don't worry, it won't be gone for too long. That is something to give them praise. And maybe it's also, if we're looking at it a little bit deeper, because Boruto's anime, right, it started off 6 years ago. It's pretty much, I think April makes 6 years since the Boruto anime has been going. It could be that, like, yo, we got away with all of these years of doing weekly anime, but these kids are kind of growing up now and they're not going to have that time for weekly anime. So how about, instead of doing weekly anime, we take a seasonal approach? That could very well be the case as well. I don't know. But yeah, so at the very least, it's a good thing to note. I mean, ideally, I think it would have been better if they were going to do the Boruto part 2 to wrap up prior to the time skip and then come back with the time skip for part 2, because at the end of the day, it's like, wait a minute, why are we doing this when we're going to have to come back and then still, and maybe they're going to do a rebrand right after? I don't know exactly what their plans are, but it does seem a little awkward of like, yo, dog, if we could have just crossed the finish line before, you know, the time skip and then close it off, that would have been fantastic, you know what I'm saying? But it gets juicier, it gets more exciting. This is very, very big, epic, and awesome news regarding what's to come from the Boruto Naruto franchise, because yes, again, Boruto anime will be going off air. A lot of people are saying about 3 months, so think summertime it will return with a bang at that. Pretty awesome stuff. But then on top of that, some Naruto news. Naruto anime news at that. Like, you're like, Naruto anime? Yes, Naruto anime news, because according to this, a new special anime project will begin in September to commemorate Naruto's TV anime 20th anniversary. Let's get a little bit more details, because apparently the original Naruto anime is getting 4 new episodes to celebrate its 20th anniversary in September 2023, and they put out a visual. I don't know if this was to go along with this or just the post just decided to do that. It has original Naruto with a silhouette of Hokage Naruto on the headband. That might have just been a throwaway image, I'm not sure, but here's something to note. Remember, if you follow Feneva News, which you should be subscribing and hitting that bell, because you would have already been in the know and you could have been like, hey, kinda already knew something was coming for Neb told me, because Naruto, I told you guys about, I think last episode or the episode before that, Naruto and Sasuke's voice actors were recently quoted talking about they would like a new Genin movie of original Naruto. Like, that's something that they wanted. Who knows if when they went into record, either they didn't know that this was going to be 4 episodes, or they were under the assumption, or initially it was planned to be a film, but yeah, there was something in the pipeline. online, and a lot of people were like, there is no talks, it's just the voice actors. Well, what do you think the voice actors were doing? Using sign language, and even then, that's still talking, dummy, you know what I'm saying? So yes, that conversation that the voice actors of Naruto and Sasuke had a little bit ago, a couple weeks back, was basically confirming that they already had something in the works of, again, four new Naruto episodes, original Naruto, to celebrate the 20th anniversary, September 2023, and I'm willing to bet as well, this is one more test to see, like, do people want a Naruto remake? Do people want more Naruto opposed to Boruto? If the ratings light up for this one, I'm telling you right now, people, if the ratings light up for this one, if the streaming and the internet goes crazy for these four episodes, if the people show Studio Piro that, yo, we want this so bad, I could see a lot more Naruto-related stuff coming along, okay? Like, yes, Boruto is still, of course, the enchilada, and they're working on part two, all of that good stuff, but if this does what they're probably hoping for, this could be a big revitalization of Naruto. It could be that they could go back and make a whole new Naruto anime, something along the lines of that, I don't know, but this is telling. I told people, if you follow my main channel, I even spoke about it, that they want to do some more Naruto-related stuff because Naruto is the one that's the cash cow. Boruto, yes, it has its fan base and it makes money, but a lot of it is due to Naruto. So getting four new episodes again in September is just music to my ears, baby. This is what we've been needing. Studio Piro hasn't given us anything outside of the Boruto TV anime over the last 6 years. You know, the last Boruto or the last Naruto related movie was Boruto Naruto the movie, and that was back in what, 2015, 2014? Like, it's been so damn long. And granted, this isn't a film, but based on the way, again, the voice actors was talking, it might have, like, movie quality. It might be one of those things where they initially planned for it to be a movie, and maybe this, that, and the third didn't work out, or maybe the projections wasn't what they wanted, so they were like, eh, put it on as a TV anime. They did something similar, if I'm not mistaken, and it was off my own assumption, so let's keep that very clear. But I remember in Shippuden, there was this arc called the Chikara arc, aka the Power arc, and that right there felt like it was straight up supposed to be a movie. Something didn't happen the way they wanted it to, and they were like, all right, slice it up into some TV episodes, because the animation and the art was just like, this is supposed to be a movie. And I'm willing to bet that these four Naruto episodes, the art and animation, at the very least, for the most part, is going to be like, this was supposed to be a movie. And either way, this whole scenario and the situation of Boruto anime going off air while part two is getting worked on and Naruto anime returning for four episodes kind of feels like a movie. So if you are excited about Naruto, Boruto stuff in general, again, don't fret. The Boruto anime will be returning. They're already working on part two, although, again, it's going to return back to prior to the time skip. Let's be clear about that. Although I do think they're going to rebrand at some given point. It seems like they're really making waves to kind of switch things around and get the Naruto slash Boruto IP back on track to people loving it, people being excited about it, people being like, okay, yeah, this is the move. And all around, just absolute madness. And while we're on the topic of Boruto slash Naruto, there's something that I definitely wanted to cover, because there's been a lot of murmurings about Naruto Storm connections, and I want to set the record straight, because majority of people are walking around right now after seeing that kind of underwhelming trailer for Naruto Storm Connections and saying, oh, it's just a repackaging of the first four Storm games and like two DLC characters, Ashura and Indra. Like, this is what they are selling us? Get this out of here. However, I want to read you this article that gives you insight into what Naruto Storm Connections actually is, and you could kind of make up your mind, because I'm gonna tell you right now, it is more than just the four Storm games and two characters. Straight up, they did a horrible, underwhelming job. I wish they would have did something along the lines of like what happened with Budokai Tenkaichi 4, which, in case you missed it, yeah, that's another story. Maybe we'll talk about that here in a second. But let me read you this article, and you let me know how you feel about Storm Connections following me reading this article. And this is apparently according to Best Buy's description of Naruto X Boruto Ultimate Ninja Storm Connections game. For the first time in one game, relive selected scenes from Naruto's childhood until his final battle with Sasuke through anime scenes and in-game battles. Players of past Ultimate Ninja Storm games can see it all with updated graphics. Plus, experience a new Boruto story exclusive to the game. Let me repeat that one more time. Experience a new Boruto story exclusive to the game. Meaning, this is not just Storm's first four games repackaged. There's going to be new Boruto story. Obviously, there's new Naruto stuff, Ashura and Indra. So there's going to be a lot more new to it. And on top of that, my own personal excitement is like, oh, so it's going to be Storm connections with popping servers again. Me and my homies can go ham, or I could just go online ranked and there's gonna be people actually to play. And yeah, I feel like a lot of people are underselling what Storm Connections is, on top of the fact that, dog, my PS3 ain't even connected. I don't want to go through, put Storm 1 in there. Storm, it just feels like a lot to do when, hey, if they're gonna just give me one disc and it has all the Storms on it and I could just plop it in and play, ideally, that sounds awesome. Unless they're gonna do something totally different and they're just gonna pick out key scenes from Naruto Storms 1 through 4 and make you play through that. I'm not exactly sure, but the fact that there's a new Boruto story in there that's exclusive, the fact that there's going to be new DLCs, this is exciting. And either way, Storm is the best, in my opinion, Naruto games out there, so I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, people, it's not just a retread of the first four Storms. There will be new stuff, including new Boruto stuff, which I'm imagining is going to introduce the Baryon mode, Ishiki, Otsutsuki, Kawaki. Like, give it a chance. Let's just see a little bit more. They did a terrible job with that first trailer, no doubt, but I think we're gonna be overall in the long haul having fun with this. Who knows? And while we're on the topic of video games, just quickly, yes, I did want to tell you guys, in case you missed it on my main channel, I talked about it, that Dragon Ball Z is getting a new game. This is the first game since The Breakers, which honestly was clearly a miserable fail, because if they're moving on this quick and you don't even see really support for Breakers or anything like that, it means that Breakers didn't do what they were expecting and they're carrying on. But it was announced with a trailer that Dragon Ball Z is getting a Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi 4. Now, the title isn't necessarily cemented as Tenkaichi 4, but based on the trailer and whatnot, it is showcasing that, hey, look at all the Tenkaichi games, and now it's coming back. So more than likely, even if it's not Tenkaichi 4, it is a continuation to the original Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi games, and a lot of fans, including myself, are massively excited. I know for sure, I think it was Budokai Tenkaichi 2, might have been 3. I had some of the best times back in like 05 with one of my cousins playing that all day and just having a blast with the characters and everything. So I am definitely looking forward to whatever it is. But yeah, new Dragon Ball Z Budokai game, which again, it's kind of awesome that they're going in this direction, because it's like, one, fans have been screaming for a long time, hey, can we get a new Raging Blast? Can we get a new Tenkaichi? Can we get something? And they were like, yeah, oh, we hear you, no doubt. Here's Kakarot. Oh, word, no, we hear you. Here's The Breakers. And it's like, Kakarot's awesome. The Breakers, I kind of had some fun, I'm not going to lie, but it's not a good game. But yeah, it's like, they'll probably eventually even revisit Xenoverse at some given point, let's be honest here. But for now, Tenkaichi Budokai 4, or whatever they're going to call it, is definitely the next move. There's a little trailer, a little teaser, and it looks pretty good as well. And I just figured I'd throw that in there in case you missed it. New Dragon Ball Z game incoming. It's probably going to be like a 2024-ish thing, so don't hold your breath waiting for it, because it'll be a while, but it's a coming. Moving forward, Hunter x Hunter fans that are there distraught, wondering why Togashi puts the fandom through so much pain with all of these hiatuses and breaks that he undergoes. Well, I got some insight for you that Togashi ain't done. Togashi's still around. Togashi's still planning. Togashi is still working. This is not like all of the other times, because not only, of course, you know, it went on a hiatus, Shonen Jump has removed Hunter x Hunter completely from the magazine. It's not in the still in the magazine but hiatus bracket no more. It is gone. They've removed it off the website and everything. Hunter x Hunter is no longer a Shonen Jump title. Will it go to Shonen Jump Plus? Will it go to, you know, one of the Jump Squares? Whatever it is, it'll definitely return. But that was another big announcement and a big blow to a lot of fans. They're like, oh, it's really a wrap for Hunter x Hunter. They really got Togashi up out of here if it's like removed from Jump. However, despite his Twitter account going inactive for quite some time, Yoshihiro Togashi has returned. And here's a little bit of insight. Yoshihiro Togashi tweeted again after leaving the platform back in November 2022 after, you know, going on hiatus and saying, I got my bag, laters. The mangaka comments that Hunter x Hunter's schedule is not defined yet, but he's glad he's being able to work at his desk little by little. So, and I believe he put number 401. That is a very, very awesome sign, and pretty much that he's working on the next chapter, and that Hunter x Hunter fans aren't going to have to wait too long. Maybe they're going to do Hunter x Hunter seasonally. Maybe that's something that Togashi signed up for. He was probably like, man, I could really use that bag a little more frequently. You know what I'm saying? We in some uncertain times right now. All right, I'll do something different. Or maybe Shonen Jump was like, yo, we love you, Togashi. You know, we understand what happened back in the 90s with, you know, the hospitalization where you were still drawing in there and all that stuff. We totally get it, but it's 2023 and you drop a chapter every 3 years, or you drop a volume every 3 years. You're gonna have to go now. We got some sister magazines that will totally welcome you with open arms, but Shonen Jump, we're going in a different direction. You know how things work. And Togashi was like, I'm getting the bag still though, right? No, honestly, whatever it is, because, you know, I like to joke around, but Togashi does have serious back problems and serious health issues. Whatever it may be, it definitely seems as though, at the very least, Hunter x Hunter fans can smile again, because Yoshihiro Togashi is not done. He is actually still working on Chapter 401, so possibly you can expect Hunter x Hunter to return. I'm going to say maybe even summertime-ish if he's working now. I think spring is too early because it seems like he likes to get a batch before he jumps in. So maybe July you can expect Hunter x Hunter to return. Definitely no later than September. If Togashi is still working, whatever they decide to do with it, whether it be Jump Plus, Jump Square, Ultimate Jump, whatever magazine that it ends up in, it'll be back sooner than later. Again, I'm expecting summertime, no later than fall, Hunter x Hunter will return. They're probably going to do it like a seasonal thing, which that's great for Hunter x Hunter, and it'll give the fans what they want. It'll give Togashi time to rest and relax and recuperate from the rigorous lifestyle of being a mangaka, and everyone wins. So we'll see, but Yoshihiro Togashi gives the fandom a little bit of something, saying, yo, dog, I'm still working. There's no return day. Relax, relax, don't hurt me, but I'm still working. It's gonna happen. Just be patient with me, you know? Please understand. So big ups to Togashi, and hopefully he returns again sooner than later, because if he's saying, yo, dog, I'm working, 401 is on the, you know, we're working on 401 right now, and then it's like a year later, people are gonna be like, Togashi, if you don't shut up, dog, if you'll just shut up and drop them shits, we don't care. We don't care no more. We don't care. And to be fair, there's fans that are like that right now. So yeah. Okay, people, moving forward, let's talk a little bit of Toonami. For fans of Toonami, there's a new anime that is hitting the block March 18th. Well, not a new anime because it's been around for a while, but the fifth season of Food Wars, aka Shokugeki no Soma. It's anime's fifth season. It's coming March 18th to Toonami. Adult Swim's Toonami programming block announced on Monday that it will begin airing Food Wars, Shokugeki no Soma, the fifth plate, the fifth season of the Food Wars anime, March 18th. At 1 a.m. EDT, effectively March 19th. The full lineup for March 18th includes My Hero Academia Season 6 from 12 to 1, two episodes, 1 to 1:30, Food Wars, 1:30 to 2, One Piece, 2 to 2:30, Naruto Shippuden, 2:30, Primal. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be unbiased, right? Because even though we do a lot of shonen, you know, jump talks around these parts, and we're mainly shonen stuff over here, I do see a fallacy in 2023 with Toonami's lineup, and I'm gonna tell you right now why. And granted, they have a solid fan base that still, you know, they Toonami faithful are faithful to Toonami, let's be clear. But seeing that they have My Hero from 12 to 1, I think that's okay. I think My Hero, it's fresh, it's big, people love it. So the two My Hero episodes, that's totally fine. And on top of that is season 6, so great, great stuff there. Adding Food Wars fifth plate, I think that's a good move too. It gives a little bit of balance. It's like, okay, we got a battle series, we got another Shonen Jump title, but it's not, you know, about fighting and throwing fists. Once you get to like One Piece and Naruto Shippuden, granted, One Piece should have been there. Like, One Piece, in my opinion, and I know ratings wise it might not be the smartest, but One Piece should have been on here from the jump. We should be neck and neck with the Japanese release with One Piece being on here, but that's neither here nor there. But either way, seeing One Piece and then Naruto Shippuden, while it's probably good for ratings wise in terms of getting more people into Toonami, I feel like in 2023, this lineup right here in particular, and Primal, I have no idea what that is. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to cap. What is Primal? But and people are going to say, how don't you know what's Primal? I don't know what's Primal. What do you want me to do about it? You want me to go, Primal is this. Got you. I don't know what's Primal, dog. But going into this list, it feels like it's just not going to help Toonami or benefit it to gain a new audience other than Food Wars. Like, My Hero fans, once you're at Season 6, you're locked in. There's no growth going to come from My Hero other than, oh, you know, somebody tuning in. So My Hero Season 6 is like, is gonna feed the Toonami faithful, but no new people are gonna come. Food Wars, that's also the fifth season, but it is outside of the battle, you know, fist to fist shonen stuff, so it could help, but that's still not gonna really be a big draw to get new fans into Toonami. And then of course, let's not forget that it's on cable TV. That's a whole other story of cable shrinking. Then you got 130 to 230 One Piece and Naruto Shippuden. One Piece has 1,000+ episodes and it has a rep of being really, really long. You're not gonna get new fans into it. Naruto Shippuden has been over for a good minute. You know, granted, there's new fans of these things every day, but just where it's airing at is like, yo, it's episode, where's One Piece at right now? In the 500s or something like that? You know what I'm saying? Naruto Shippuden, where's that at? In like the 300s, 400s? You feel me? And then again, I don't know what Primal is. Maybe Primal is the one thing that they're betting on. At 2:30 a.m., people are going to run to Toonami and they're going to grab so many new fans because of Primal. I feel like Toonami needs a revamp. I feel like My Hero's a good choice. Food Wars is okay. One Piece, I would keep it regardless, but maybe that's just my bias. I feel like Naruto Shippuden, dog, Naruto Shippuden is a good thing in a way. It's a big IP, and Naruto just in general will always bring people in. But new people, I don't know if that's the wisest. Primal, I don't know if that's the wisest. And I take it back. Like, honestly, aside from My Hero, everything else on this list feels like it's not going to help Toonami grow. Like, and that's just me being honest. Like, Food Wars is not going to help. One Piece is too long. A lot of people don't want to get into it because of that. Naruto Shippuden been over for a good minute, and is also very long. You gotta watch part one of Naruto. And what the fuck is Primal? I'm sorry, I'm not trying to shit on Primal by any means. I just don't know. But let me know what you think. Is what is the answer to fixing Toonami? I feel like if you have, and obviously there's licensing issues and all sorts of stuff, but if you have My Hero, if you throw in Ranking of Kings in there, Attack on Titan will return, so that'll definitely, I don't know if it'll help it grow, but it'll do some things. If you have, let's just say, My Hero, Ranking of Kings, Spy Family, I don't even want to say Chainsaw Man, Jujutsu Kaisen would be one, maybe. Yeah, maybe like a Jujutsu Kaisen, but I don't know. I feel like even that's just in the battle shonen. Like, get some more obscure things. Like, I don't know, throw Nisekoi on there. That'll get some new people in, for sure, because Nisekoi, even though it's over, it's a romance kind of slice of life that anybody could really get into, but just in general, this lineup probably isn't it anymore. I just gotta keep it real. So yeah, take out the Jujutsu Kaisen one thing. I want to be clear. Like, I don't want to be like I'm silly. Like, hey, don't get rid of these battles. We'll bring in this battle. Like, My Hero is a battle series that appeals to a lot of people. A Spy Family would be great. And yeah, so on and so forth. But let me know. Moving forward, Tokyo Pop confirms founder CEO Stewie Levi has stepped back from U.S. operations. Or Stu Levi. My bad. Tokyo Pop marketing associate Kay Winters confirmed in an interview on Thursday that founder and CEO Stu Levi is stepping back from the company's operations in the United States. Stu's been a major part of Tokyo Pop for so long, but with his own family now and his move to Germany, we knew he'd step back eventually. Mark's been a natural fit with our team, and we're really excited to be moving forward with him at the helm. Levi moved to Berlin in January 2020, which, if I'm being honest, I'm shocked that Tokyo Pop is still around. And yeah, with their head stepping down, I mean, I'm sure they're moving forward. But yeah, Tokyo Pop has not been it for quite some time. And then now with the head of it stepping down, it's like, yeah, I don't know. I just kind of want to report it because I know there's still a player in the manga industry or whatnot. But yeah, with their head stepping down, where to next with them, to be honest with you? It's kind of like the manga industry is 100% growing. I know Viz Media has gotten way more manga sales than probably they've ever had within the last couple years with all of these new manga fans that were created like during the pandemic and stuff like that. But yeah, I don't know. Tokyo Pop, this might be its last legs, so to speak, but we'll see. Next up, some major, major news for Demon Slayer fans. If you've been following the whole world tour, yeah, it's been a massive success, although there has been some criticism and backlash, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I feel like that's going to hurt Demon Slayer's credibility, because this world tour thing that's been coming to theaters, which I have a whole other rant over on my main channel. Well, on my channel memberships on my main channel. If you want to become a channel member on For Never World, it gives you totally a bunch of benefits. But I'm not trying to sell you guys on that. But yeah, I wasn't able to see the Demon Slayer movie because they said it's rated R and it was past 6 o'clock. And I had my daughter with me. I had all my kiddos, everybody excited. My daughter had her Nezuko plushie and they were like, no, sorry, the little girl can't come in like... But either way, it's still been doing numbers, despite also people criticizing that a lot of it felt like a season 2 recap. Like, that's one of the big criticisms, but it wasn't big enough to stop it from making money, because according to this article, it says right here, Demon Slayer Swordsmith Village Arc anime crosses US $10.1 million in opening weekend in US. And before we continue on, like... Dog, $10 million off of basically repackaging the last two episodes of season two and giving you episode one of the upcoming season a month early. If that is not the ultimate win, and that's in the U.S. And also, well, let's keep reading so you understand just how really big Demon Slayer is right now and what this just did. Deadline reported on Sunday that the Demon Slayer World Tour thingy-majig crossed $10.1 million in earnings in 1,780 theaters and its opening weekend in the United States. According to Box Office Mojo, the screenings earned an estimated $4.2 million on Friday, $3.4 million on Saturday, and $2.45 million on Sunday for a three-day estimated total of $10,117,000. The film ranked at number 4 in the United States for the weekend and now has a worldwide gross of $35,082,000 for giving you guys a sneak preview or an early preview or early screening of Demon Slayer Season 3's Episode 1 and repackaging the last two episodes of season 2. What is life? The film ranked number 1 in its opening weekend in Japan, selling 813,000 tickets and earning 1.158 billion yen, about $8.75 million in its first 3 days. Let's look at that real quick because this is big. Demon Slayer earned more money in its opening weekend in the US than it did in its opening weekend in Japan. It did 10 million in the US in its opening weekend. It did 8.75 million in Japan. There's a couple of things you can say about it. I don't want to say that Demon Slayer is bigger over here than it is in Japan. That would just be a flat out lie. Demon Slayer has sold like 100 million volumes literally in Japan. Over here, we probably sold a few million or something like that. So let's not get carried away in that aspect, although Demon Slayer your anime might be a different story, but either way, I'm going to attribute that to maybe the marketing in Japan was a little bit more clear, like, yo, it's a recap in the episode one of the next season, and fans were like, oh, okay, that's cool, we'll catch that next episode. Over here in the States, a lot of people were confused on what exactly this was, and they thought, oh, new Demon Slayer movie, let's go. So I think that attributed to a certain degree to what this happened with, you know, 10.1 in the US, but either way, that's still a big win. That's $20 million, damn near. In a weekend, you know, if you compare both of them together for Demon Slayer's World Tour. And either way, just wow, oh wow. I'm flabbergasted, dog. I'm flabbergasted. $35 million right now. That'll easily cap between $40 to $50 million for early screening of episode one of the next season. Like, that's literally all that they added because everything else was just like, you know, I mean, I've heard some cool things that they did for like the recap portions and whatnot, but in reality, new content wise, is madness. The screenings open on February 3rd in 418 theaters in Japan. The film began screening in MX, 4D, 4DX, and Dolby Cinema on February 25th. The screening includes episodes 10 and 11 of the Entertainment District arc, as well as the first Swordsmith Village arc episode. The screenings will play in theaters in over 95 countries and territories, and of course, the Swordsmith Village arc will premiere on TV April 9th with a one-hour special. So yeah, Demon Slayer still making wild money all over the place, including in the States, making more in an open weekend for re-airing two episodes. And I don't know, I've repeated that like a million times. It's nuts. Demon Slayer makes a lot of money. There you go. Moving forward, something that I never thought I'd talk about: One Piece on Ice. I don't know why I'm thinking of Reptar on Ice from the Rugrats, but yes, One Piece gets its first ice show this summer. The official website for Eiichiro Oda's One Piece manga announced Monday that the manga is inspiring its first ever ice show, One Piece on Ice, this summer. The announcement did not reveal any details, but we got a little bit of a logo, and it says Oda began serializing. Okay, we already know One Piece started July 19th, 1997, and the logo is just One Piece on Ice with kind of looking icy. So icy. And honestly, I wouldn't mind seeing that one time. I don't know if I would, you know, see a bunch of ice shows, but just my curiosity would make me want to see, like, well, what would an ice show of One Piece be like? So I probably would watch that once and probably only once, unless I really loved it and I don't see me really, like, being all gung-ho about, like, oh my god, I gotta see Usopp do a backflip on the, like, let's not get carried away, folks. So One Piece on ice, yeah, you never know. Like, yo, you never thought anime would take it this far. I'm not even trying to quote Juicy Biggie right now, but the hall, you never thought anime and manga would take it this far. You didn't. Moving forward, it seems like the gangsters is really, really out. In case you missed it, which if you missed it, you should subscribe and hit that bell to Forever News, because I provide all of the goods on what's going on in the world of anime and manga. Hit them buttons. But a lot of gangsters recently have been inspired, or at the very least taking on the looks of certain anime characters. We just talked about the real life One Piece pirate gang that have been committing burglaries around, I believe it was in Japan, and they were like extradited from China back to Japan or something along the lines of that. Don't quote me on where they were extradited from, but I believe it was like in different foreign countries or whatnot. There was a massive thing where these One Piece pirates, but that were going by the moniker Luffy, they were causing a ruckus. And now it seems as though Hunter x Hunter got gangsters too. Let's read. Hunter x Hunter inspired gangs stirred trouble in Ukraine cities. Yo, what the hell, in Russia? Well, no, I'm sorry. There's a difference between Ukraine and Russia. My bad. Relax. Don't hurt me. My bad. They used to be together. Teenage gangs inspired by Hunter x Hunter's Phantom Troop group have been brawling in the streets of Ukraine cities. The group is called Radon PMC by the media. Radon is the Russian pronunciation of Ryodan from Gen Ryodan. Genai Ryodan, the Japanese name for the Phantom Rogue. Isn't it Phantom Troop, or am I bugging out? While PMC stands for Private Military Company, many of the members wear black hoodies with white spider designs and the number 4 on the back, reminiscent of the Phantom Troop tattoos. The gangs appear to have started in Russia before sprouting up in the Ukraine. A viral Telegram post last week showed the youths attacking people at a Moscow shopping mall. What is wrong with these kids? Like, yo, are y'all nuts? And yeah, I'm seeing them with their little gang tattoo jackets. It has emerged a new militia in Moscow created by teenagers called PMC Radon. One of the distinctive features are black hair, clothes, and a spider with the number 4 on the jackets. What is wrong with these kids? Yo, they dumb. I ain't gonna lie. These kids is just dumb. Like, y'all just wreaking havoc for the sake of wreaking havoc. Like, why don't you use that and go, I don't know, do something positive or just in general not do bad things. How about that? Ukraine's national police is accusing Russia of deliberately exporting the Radon subculture to Ukraine through disinformation campaigns on Telegram. The police said last Tuesday that it had blocked 18 Telegram channels and groups related to the Radon PMC. For its part, Russian state news agency RIA Novosti reported last Monday that police have taken in 350 people, 319 of them minors, for being involved in the Radon. On the other hand, social media posts by youth suggest that the authorities may be overcomplicating the petty clashes between jocks and nerds. Really? Between jocks and nerds? One viral Telegram post argued that the working class delinquents saw anime kids wearing clothes in a mall, asked them what's up with their outfit, and beat their faces in. Oh my god, dog. Yo, what the hell? I be wearing anime clothes all the time. Imagine they run up on me. No! The so-called anime kids got strong enough to fight back, leading to a series of scuffles in public places, only to attract media attention because of their unusual attire. Independent news outlet Bellingcat noted that only few injuries have been reported among the youths, even at the scenes resulting in mass arrests. Yeah, take all of those hoodlums away. Like, what are y'all doing, dog? Stop it. I mean, I'm not really like, oh, stop giving anime a bad name. It is what it is. That's not my prerogative. My prerogative is knock it off. Don't be hurting people. Be a good person. Why are y'all... just all around gross stuff. Like, yo, we went from the One Piece Luffy burglars to the Hunter x Hunter Phantom Troop, like, Ukraine mafia. Like, what is happening here? Cut this nonsense out immediately. I mean, if you're gonna group up together, do some good or something for your community. Don't be doing, what is this, attacking nerds for wearing anime attire? Dummies. Moving forward, a little bit of insight into the upcoming Shonen Jump new magazines. Now, in case you don't know, Shonen Jump is experimenting with some new Jump magazines that are going to be more aimed towards kids in school, elementary, middle school, I think even high school. And we got a little bit of a preview here. It says, Study Jump 2023 Spring Preview in issue number 14 releases April 1st, 2023, including Karada no Fushigi by Boichi. Yeah, we ran through this list and we got an illustration on. I'm not going to lie, the character designs are cool as shit. And I think that this is a cool move, assuming that the materials in there aren't going to be anything crazy. Like if they sneak in a Chainsaw Man type of story in this thing that is meant for kids, I'm gonna go down there to Jump and I'm gonna be like, you stop it right now. But like the little guy with the H on his chest, like that's a cool character design. Definitely really like the more Egyptian look of the black chick in the back. She's looking swagged out, so it's kind of cool. And even the girl with the little yellow hat in the front, like cool character designs and whatnot. I'm just intrigued on what some of the contents of this is gonna be, because I ain't gonna lie, Beelzebub back in the day was a little bit like, oh no, maybe kids shouldn't be checking out all of the insanity of the delinquency in there. And you got Ryuhei Tamura in there, which shout outs to Beelzebub. I'm not trying to say like, oh, kids shouldn't. I'm just saying that, you know, the maturity levels is something to look out for and what's going to be in this magazine. Boichi, I kind of trust him, because at the end of the day, Dr. Stone was very informative for kids. Nothing wrong there. And I'm not too familiar with any of the other authors. I know their names, but I can't put their names to the titles, like Haruichi Furudate and Tomohiro Hasegawa. But yeah, more info about Study Jump 2023 Spring will be revealed next week in Weekly Shonen Jump issue number 15. Moving forward, small update from My Hero Academia. Send positive and best wishes towards Kohei Horikoshi, because it says here, My Hero Academia is on a sudden break in Weekly Shonen Jump issue number 15 this week and will be on break in issue number 16 next week as well due to Kohei Horikoshi's poor physical condition. Series will be resuming in issue number 17 as scheduled. So yeah, unfortunate, because this isn't one of the planned breaks, because authors get, you know, nowadays thankfully the Shonen Jump authors get breaks and whatnot, but this isn't one of the planned breaks. So yeah, him being in poor physical condition is worrisome, and that's probably another reason why Horikoshi has been really trying to end My Hero Academia for a bit now. It's been how long that Kohei Horikoshi has been trying to end it, and it looks like maybe Shonen Jump has been extending his contract. And yeah, I'm imagining he gotta accept those contracts, but for him to be on a sudden break again and he's getting constant breaks, like, send best wishes to Horikoshi. Regardless of what, human beings shouldn't be drawing the way Shonen Jump makes their artists draw anyways to start off with. But yeah, positive vibes all around for Kohei Horikoshi, because this is always worrisome to hear when an author gotta leave because of poor physical condition, even if it's just for a break. Moving forward, a little bit of controversy, but I want to quell some people's worries, because you probably, as soon as you hear the name Act Age, you think of that manga and you think of the incident of what happened with the author of Act Age, where essentially he was arrested and thrown out of Jump, and the series was canceled because he was harassing and doing some vile stuff to students. Yeah, he was just all around flat out wrong. So a lot of people were like, oh, you know, forget Act Age, you know, cancel that thing immediately, and who cares about him. But the thing about it is that the author, I believe the writer of Act Age, was a different person than the artist. The artist was completely innocent, had nothing to do with that, and unfortunately was punished because the series was canceled, because, yeah, like, what did the artist do to, you know what I'm saying, be punished? But either way, it looks as though some good news for this artist. They're back and they got a new series, and it's very interesting because it says here, Shiro Usuzaki, artist of Act Age, will be publishing a new one-shot titled Kimi to Aoi Yoru no, with an original story written by Kira Saori and drafted by Muneakin Taoka. This new work will be published next week with a color page in Weekly Shonen Jump issue number 16, but there's a little bit more to it because I found some very interesting details about it. Apparently, this manga will be an interactive one-shot designed by Shinoda Kizuki, and which readers will be able to play through their smartphones. The work will be 15 pages long and let readers solve a murder mystery game. That is kind of fly. That is innovative. That is original. And again, congrats to this artist that was very unfairly punished because of the acts of the Act Age writer. I'm glad to see that they're back in the game, they're drawing, and they got a cool series, and this series is some interactive game that you could play, and I'm sure it's a really interesting test that Shonen Jump is going to look at and be like, in the future, we could turn our manga into video games on top of it all, dog. So probably that's where things is going to go, and yeah, either way, kudos in the utmost way to the artist getting back in the ball game and not letting that horrible incident that happened with Act Age and everything that the writer was doing affect them and stop them from working. They're back on it. Took a little bit, but they're here. Moving forward, Dr. Stone fans, I got some good news. It's been a little bit. We've been waiting. In fact, I still haven't watched the summertime special. Ah, don't hurt me. But yeah, because I'm caught up with the Dr. Stone anime. I've seen both seasons now. But we've been waiting for season 3 for what feels like forever now. And it says here that Dr. Stone, New World TV anime, aka season 3 of Dr. Stone, is set to begin broadcasting April 6, 2023. Oh my god, this spring season of anime is about to be so good. Dr. Stone just added to the list, and of course Demon Slayer and so many other things is going to be hitting our way this spring. I think Eden Zero season 2 is as well. Like, there's a lot to be really excited for this upcoming spring season, and Dr. Stone is one more thing. And yeah, I'm curious how this is going to go, because Dr. Stone's been over for a bit now, and I don't think, like, in 24 episodes, they can wrap the entirety of, like, adapting the manga to the anime for Dr. Stone, so I'm wondering how this is going to go. I hope they don't pull a anime-only type of thing of, like, yo, dog, we gotta end Dr. Stone, because the manga's been over for some time, and there's not as much attraction for this thing like there is for other series, so it can't really carry itself. I'm hoping that they look at it, and they're like, either A, give us 24 and then however many more it takes to finish wrapping things up, or something. I don't know. Give us 12 and then 12 in 6 months and 12 more. Something there, but please don't let this be botched and them rush through just to get rid of it and get it done, because it deserves a lot more than that. I mean, look at what happened with The Promised Neverland season 2. That shit. I mean, in retrospect, there were some cool things that I did like about The Promised Neverland Season 2. A couple of changes that I was like, okay, I like that change. I kind of like it, but for the most part, Promised Neverland Season 2 is damn near unwatchable, especially towards the end when it's just like, hey, here's a slideshow of everything that should have happened that won't happen because we steered away from the manga. And if Dr. Stone does that, then I am personally going to make a video calling them out, but hopefully not. Either way, Dr. Stone New World TV Anime, broadcasting April 6th. 2023. Let's go. It's time to get into that 420 Stone Age, you know? Moving forward, fans of Attack on Titan, fans of Fortnite, your dream collab is here. Who the f- I'm sorry, if anybody is like, oh my god, I've been waiting so long for Attack on Titan to hit Fortnite, I really need it. But yeah, it says here, big teaser, and people have been saying that Attack on Titan is hitting Fortnite. A lot of people are like, no, that's not happening. Well, the official Fortnite Twitter account posted, there's more to explore beyond the walls. Fortnite Mega, with an image of Eren from Attack on Titan in his Season 1 Scouts uniform heading into what looks like a Fortnite arena, I'm guessing. I'm assuming that's like a Fortnite stage or whatnot. And yeah, people are going cray cray. To be honest with you, at this point, like, it's okay. Like, my nephew plays from time to time. I always say that. My nephew, I got him the Gohan and Piccolo DLC that they just recently did for Dragon Ball, but I don't care. I'll just keep honest with you. I report this, of course, because there's people that really enjoy these things, but Fortnite is beyond me, fam. It's beyond me. And Attack on Titan hitting Fortnite is like, cool beans. Attack on Titan's going to get, you know, some exposure there. And with the final season income, or, well, we just got the final season part 3, whatever the hell, you know, the hour long special. So yeah, it'll help cross promote both of them. But I don't know. I'm not a Fortnite fan. Maybe you are. Let me know. Are you excited about this? Is this your dream collab you've been waiting for? Or you're going to check it out and be like, eh. But you better make sure you pay, because I think it's what, like $30-something to get most of the time the DLC drops that they got. Like, and that's just to get the base, to get all the extra items and stuff. It'd be like $60, $70, like a damn near brand new game to get a couple of aesthetics into this shit. Like, woo, Fortnite accounts, dog. Okay, people, let's slow it down with the Weekly Shonen Jump and Weekly Shonen Magazine author comments, courtesy of Jose_K. Let's start off with Weekly Shonen Jump. We got Gege Akutami, Jujutsu Kaisen. Just as I was struggling with the characters looking alike, Maki, who has the same face, arrives. Sukuna reunion mode continues. And yeah, that's hilarious. I need to get back on talking some more Jujutsu Kaisen, but pretty exciting stuff. We got Akane Banashi's Yuki Suenaga. I watched the movie RRR and Blue Giant. You need to see both of them. Awesome. Noted. Cool beans. We got Yuto Suzuki of Sakamoto Days, and I'm not reading every comment. I'm jumping around. I listen to a lot of Kamaichi Radio and YouTube while I work. So interesting. Always cool to have a little bit of something playing on the side. We got My Hero Academia's Kohei Horikoshi. The felt doll of a female citizen that I received from a fan was almost attacked by my cat. That was close. Alrighty then, cool beans. We got Black Clover's Yuki Tabata. The Black Clover movie has been delayed. I am going to fly down to Netflix and whip some ass. No. I got you there, huh? If you wasn't paying attention, you're probably like, what? To everyone who was looking forward to it, please join me in waiting just a little longer. Trust me, Tabata, we are waiting and we're not feeling good about this. We don't like what they're doing to you. I ain't gonna lie. I don't like what they're doing to Tabata, what they've done to him, taking his TV and anime away. And on top of that, making us wait like 2 years just to find out a shred of information about this film other than two drawings and then delaying it. What are y'all doing to our guy, dog? I don't like this. Stop. Stop. Muscle Magic and Muscles is Hajime Komoto. I forgot to add the name and address to an important document I was mailing out. How ditzy can one be? Mistakes happen. Don't beat yourself down, though. You good. You good. You good money. You good. Ooh, we got some authors from other magazines as well, not just from Shonen Jump. We got Shōha Shōten Akinari Asakura, which I believe that's that gag series about like a comedy duo that is done by an author, which is again Akinari Asakura, and I think the artist of Death Note. I'm heading to Osaka this week. I'm so excited, as if it's a school trip. Cool beans. We got World Trigger's Daisuke Ashihara, which shout outs to this guy. He's always sick and I hate hearing it, but I'm 2 months late, but thank you for all the New Year's cards and all the fan mail that's delivered every month as well. It means so much. That is a World Trigger is a demonstration of you can have problems, but if your shit is good, if what you're making is dope and you really put your heart into it, fans will stick around because fans don't give up on World Trigger. That every time it drops a volume, despite how many times that this author goes on hiatus, it does numbers and people really care, and that's why the TV anime keeps returning. Big ups to Daisuke Ashihara, and you know, best wishes to him. Seraph of the End's Yamato Yamamoto. The Seraph of the End 10-year anniversary exhibit is opening this month. God damn, that's been going on for a hot minute, baby. We'll close it off with Twin Star Exorcist Yoshiaki Tsukeno. I heard it was good for your health, so I've been sleeping in a fundoshi lately. What the hell? Let's look up fundoshi. What is fundoshi? A fundoshi is a Japanese undergarment for adult males and females made from a length of cotton. A man, let me take a picture look real quick. Okie dokie then. I did not want to see it. It's like a tiny little white underwear. Yeah. Now let's jump to Weekly Shonen Magazine. We got Muneyuki Kaneshiro, author of Blue Lock. I want to see a match between Equinox and Dodeuce. Okay. No idea what he's talking about. Nakaba Suzuki, author of Four Nights of the Apocalypse. My editor recommended Stranger Things and it's pretty good. I really got to get back into that. My niece and nephew have been pestering me to check it out. not pestering me. They've been recommending me. Let me not say that. Shout outs to them. I love them to death. Hiromashima, author of Eden Zero. I had lunch with the YouTuber Fenevil World and got some video up. No. Second time. Gotcha. I had lunch with the YouTuber Natsume-san and got some video uploading advice. Why not hit me up, dog? My advice will help. Trust. Black Clover. No. You got Dead Account by Shizumu Watanabe. Junk's 20th anniversary celebration was amazing. TBS radio listeners are awesome. I thought he was calling Jump Junk for a second. Hey, we got Kate Urana, author of Gachi Akuta. Basil's fighting theme in Devil May Cry 5 slapped so hard. A shame I still can't really play him well. Did he really say slap so hard, or is that the translation coming in and play? Negi Hadaba, author of Ranger Reject. I read Arc and enjoyed the way it ended. Is he talking about the game Arc? We got George Morikawa, author of Hajime no Ippo. Senpai's Departed 999 times. What? That sounds interesting. Okay. then we'll close it off with Yoshitoki Oima, author of To Your Eternity. I want to eat Sugo Kiya. Then go eat it, dog. You're the author of To Your Eternity. Do it. Okay, people, and let's close this bad boy off with the top 50 best-selling manga of the week, courtesy of Jose_Ke. Let's do it. And we got places 50 through 41, and everything literally except place 43 is Blue Lock. So the Blue Lock takeover has not stopped by any means. Volume 17, 19, 20, 9, 16, 2, 15. It's madness. 14, 12. And then at 43 is a manga called Suki no Oki ni Mesu Mama. Okie dokie then. But man, I feel so bad. I keep on saying every episode, I gotta watch more Blue Lock, and I don't do it. Maybe soon. I feel like a vacay is in order or something at some given point so I could hop into more Blue Lock. But yeah, look at that, man. Those covers is freaking dope as well, too. Let's hop on over, though, to places 40 through 31. And 40 through 37 is more Blue Lock. Volume volumes 13, 1, 11, 10, and they all sold about like 15 to 16K a piece. We got Shadow's House that everybody told me to check out, and I really, really want to check that one out. I might actually check that out before even Blue Lock, just because it looks really, really dope, and I haven't a clue what it is, but I like a blind watch once in a while. With 15.7, bringing his total to 30,000 in 3 days. Damn, dog. Damn. Good stuff there. Then we got places 30 through 21. Chainsaw Man still hanging in there with his latest volume 13, 17.1, almost 600K. And that came out January 4th. Okay. Blue Lock again at number 21. Let's see what we got up in here. Blue Lock episode Nagi volume 1, that must be a spinoff, 20k at place 23. Then let's hop on over to places 20 through 11. Honestly, this is a very unique little listing imajig here. But we got here, let's see, Blue Lock volume 22 at 17, Bofuri volume 7, 25k. Okay, Shutoko SPL, is that a racing manga? 25k in 7 days. All right. Then we got again the newest manga from the author of Fullmetal Alchemist, Yomi no Sugai, volume 3, 26.3, 163,000 total sales. Cool beans. And yo, what is Hokage Tebo Nishi, volume 10? I don't know, but the main character, the main female right there, nice design, if I do say so myself. But then we are moving on over to top 10. And top 10, wow, I ain't gonna lie, this is a very vacant of series that I'm familiar with, top 50, because I'm not really familiar with most of these. The War of Greedy Witches, volume 6, with 30k this week. Police in a Pod, My Hero Academia, okay, number 5, My Hero, volume 37, in 24 days, it did 42 this week, 601 in total, it passed 600k, cool beans. At number 4, Diamond No Ace Act 2, in 10 days, 46k, 84,000 total, that is good. Again, the author won't be returning following this one for a bit now, because he took a personal leave for X, Y, and Z reasons, and I totally understand. I believe it was like with his mental health. And yeah, coming in at number 1 is a manga, I have no idea what it is, Kusuriya no Hitori Goto, in 2 days, 96.6k. Wow, I ain't gonna lie, the top 3 manga, the number 3 is a fan service manga for sure, it's a harem at that, in 2 days, 50k. But yeah, very, very odd top 50 this week, I can't lie, but it is what it is. But yeah, people, that's all I have for this one. I'm Finep World, and as always, people, have an awesome day, and remember the golden rule: anime and manga for life, boy. Have an awesome day, peace, and you guys just watched another episode of Whatever News. Have an awesome day, subscribe and hit that bell to get more. Yeah, did you subscribe yet? Yeah, hit that bell. Yeah, okay, I'm out of here, peace, have an awesome one. I have a dream, alone in my room as I sit with the tea, couldn't possibly think what I often see, and you don't even know how I often blink. Lights be flashing and looking at me, such an odd unique, yet I'm so unique, and you're looking at me. If the walls could talk, they would probably read me, and I'd probably say, bitch, get the fuck off me.